Team Project Nerd. I was going to say Go Team Venture, but that's not it.
All right, team. We're here at Rocky Mountain Con for another great episode of the Nerdcast. Woo-hoo. I'm doing an intro here, even though I have no idea if this will be the actual show intro or one of the various cutbacks from the many recordings we have here. So you've heard from most of the team here. I think, I don't know, not on the Nerdcast yet, but we did get Kendall to sit down with us for a movie night, which will probably air later. So Welcome, Kendall, to the Nerdcast.
Thank you.
And then the Nerdcast's very own, Adam Adair, is
Hooray.
Here as well. Have you done a Nerdcast bit
yeah.
yet?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
so
yeah.
you got one?
Mm-hmm.
So this might be your first part or it might be your second part. Once again, all depends on the editing. But that's the fun in it, right? So yeah. Rocky Mountain Con, much different than Denver Comic Con, size-wise especially. I mean, Denver Comic Con's the big one in Convention Center. A little bit more intimate show here, smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful venue. I can't. Crowne Plaza, thank you. Denver International Airport. Awesome hotel
yeah,
and convention
nice
center
hotel.
And everything. So how are y'all feeling about the show?
It's great. It's definitely a lot more intimate than Denver Comic Con, but there's been a ton of awesome cosplay here, so it's been really cool to see.
Yeah, and they're just about to start the costume contest, actually, that
yeah,
Project Nerd is
fun.
Sponsoring, so mm-hmm. That'll be cool. So a lot of those great costumers heading up towards that way to stage. Adam?
Yeah, no, I definitely feel the same way. A little smaller, but, you know, like you guys have said, that does make it more intimate. It makes it also easier to get around and actually talk to people.
That's true.
Yeah.
Which is nice. When 70,000 people at a show, unless you go stand in line for everybody, which you can, but it makes
you're
it a
not
lot
doing
harder
anything
to
else
actually
that
talk
weekend.
To folks, right?
Right.
So I enjoyed, you know, being able to talk with everybody. And then the fact that we had the booth with the backdrop and got a ton of people stopping by for photos with their cosplay. There's been some amazing, amazing stuff here this year.
Yeah, 2 years worth of shows, and who would have thunk it? This is our first convention to actually set up a photo booth backdrop.
Yeah.
When our bread and butter of convention coverage is the cosplay galleries we bring back from the shows.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
maybe we should have planned that one out a little bit sooner. But hey, Adam did point out, great. I think it has been great. We've had some great costumes in front of that, and the galleries we'll be sharing throughout the week.
Sure.
So meaning you can go back to our page and watch these before this actually airs. Watch these, look at them. Of course, most of them in front of that black backdrop to give you a little bit more, less of that fancy. Because these convention centers always have such beautiful, elaborate carpet. Like, I do want to say, since I took us there, I want to say, like, do you think these, you know, these hotel convention centers, do they just buy the carpet that's on clearance at these places because they're like, nobody, it's like that dress that got printed and nobody bought this dress because it's got that weird print on it. And so
yeah.
it just sits there at the store and then it's finally a dollar. And so people buy it up because you're like, yeah, I'll take a dollar dress for the summer, you know, like,
right. Why not?
So I don't know the carpet, although is it fish? I don't know what
I don't
it is.
Know what's going on the carpet okay. here. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if any complaint about Rocky Mountain Con, it's the carpet at the, no, just kidding, but it's good there. So who, you mentioned talking to people, I know you had a commission done, so tell me a little bit about this.
There was a sculptor, little model maker here, and of course her name's going to forget me now, Laura did most of the stuff, so.
Laura did the negotiating?
Yeah, she did all the hard work. I just went over and looked at it and said, yeah, that's cool. that was about it. But no, she makes these little felt caricatures of people, and so it's really cool. We got one done of a friend of ours. So, but then she had little clay sculptures and like had sculpted Pokeballs as well to like you could get one of those to put your little figure in.
Really?
So, I mean, it's pretty neat.
Cool.
Yeah, there's lots of cool stuff like that.
And she has a troll that lives under her booth.
Yeah, she does. Yes,
now you're
does.
Laughing,
there's
Kendall,
a,
there's but
a
there's actually a story
booth,
to this.
Apparently. So, yeah, we're there, like, talking to her, and I just see this little head pop out from underneath the booth. I'm like, there's a person under there. Okay, nice.
Yeah, so anything interesting, Kendall, you've seen out on the floor? I don't know if you've purchased anything yet, but anything that's caught your
stickers.
Eye.
Oh,
you
I got
some stickers.
I got some stickers. They're just, like, Supernatural stickers because
okay.
if you've seen my water
oh,
bottle
yeah.
it's covered in stickers, so I was really excited about that. But there's also this booth over I'm pointing you can't see my pointing but
listeners follow the point
watch me point there's a booth that has a comic book series that I'm obsessed with zombies, and it's a zombie series and it's set in Denver, and
really
yeah, which is really cool. I
nice.
think so yeah, it's all about a zombie apocalypse here in Denver, which is exciting.
It, although, as cool as it may sound, zombies in Denver may not be cool to Denver people that much.
No, in actuality, it would not be cool.
You want it to, it to start somewhere else. Right. Start somewhere else.
I'm from the Springs. It's okay.
No, okay. There you go. Perfect. So, I guess, since I'm asking the questions, I'm trying to think now for my answers. I've enjoyed the show, too. It's been great. Really cool to see our very own Erin Leigh, Red Star Cosplay, have her own booth for the first time, so she's a guest here.
Oh, yeah.
Putting her out on the spot there. I agree, the photo booth thing has been awesome. Everything like that. Really great, though. The one thing I've liked the most probably about the show is not only is it easier to talk to these people, but it's been really, it's kind of that laid back and very informal feel too. Yeah. So we've had some great conversations with creators and artists and stuff, just not on the interview necessarily, but off the cusp, like just out of nowhere. The artist right across from us actually posed on in our photo booth the Magneto helmet, Wolverine claws, and wearing our Project Nerd shirt. So pretty good. In fact, him and his, I'm assuming, wife or female helper, companion. they're both wearing shirts from our booth right now, so got on the discount there. But it's been a great show. It's been a fun weekend for sure.
And the folks running the con have been just phenomenal, stopping by all the time, making sure everybody's taken care of. That's a nice thing is that usually, you set up at a con and you pay them your money and you show up and they kind of point you in the right direction and then it's like, unless you do something wrong, you never see any of those people.
They tap you on the behind
again,
as you go in there and say, "Good, go get them, boy. Go get them."
Good luck, yeah. But these guys have been really, really great about making sure we have everything we need and making sure everybody's having a good time. That's nice to see.
Yeah, definitely. And I don't want to knock on other shows, but we have done another show similar in size that wasn't that. So, with it being a little bit smaller, it is, it is easier for them to get around as it continues to grow because this is only the second year, and they said the growth from year one to this year has been huge. So, wish them nothing but the best. And I would assume, because this is the perfect time of year for the conventions here, because they've already it's far enough away from the other ones. They should still see some great growth.
Oh, and the weather's fantastic this time of year up here.
What? Yeah. So I was just outside, getting my little s'mores thing from my car. S'mores thing was awesome, by the way. it was beautiful outside. It makes me kind of want to, let's open up these huge bay doors on the end and just start. Hey, we're close enough to the end of the show that we, at the end of the convention, that we just say, hey, open them up. Who cares who wanders in? Let's get them
right.
No, just kidding, Tim. We're not trying to undercut your ticket sales. Perfect. So, a big part of it, too, is it's been fun. We've been all over the place. So we have, this episode is kind of pieced together through various recording sessions, various great pro nerd members. But this is a great way. I'm going to twist this a little bit off the show. And this is the first time Kendall's joined us. And Kendall, of course, is our new news writer, editor, kind of social media guru, everything.
She's Jack of all trades.
Yeah.
Jane of all trades?
I don't know.
Something like
I
that.
Do whatever Jill? Needs done.
Something. There you go.
Not nearly as clever sounding.
Been a crucial part of the team now for a little bit. Tyler did threaten to fire her because she had not seen Pulp Fiction yet.
I know.
However, I said, Tyler, you have to do everything she does if you fire. And so Tyler said, well, we'll talk next year or something.
So, we'll just find her a copy of Pulp Fiction.
That's the better. So we need to make sure Kendall watches Pulp Fiction. So next time we come together for a show, we can say, hey, Kendall, how was that Pulp Fiction?
Yes.
She can be like, it was amazing.
Yes.
Yep.
There you go. So do you enjoy any other Quentin Tarantino films?
Kill Bills. All those.
Yeah.
I don't know. I watched Tarantino. I just haven't seen that one.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Cool. So, perfect. Well, thank you very much for all the help, Kendall. We do appreciate it. But introducing you to our Project Nerd listeners. We often joke that we have three listeners. It's I think it's your mom, my mom, Tyler's mom, maybe. I don't know.
Well, now you'll have four. Yeah.
Oh,
with
four.
My mom.
Oh, there we go. Sweet. She's going to have to, at least for this episode. Hi, Kendall's mom. There you go. I always joked about it. We even did, what was it last? I don't know if I can recreate it last week, though. Oh, that son of yours. I can't even do it.
No.
So perfect.
That's a one-time thing, I think.
All right. So a few more minutes in here, but we're gonna kind of cut this off, pan out to some of the other broadcasts we got from this weekend, talking a little bit about the convention, a little bit not. So if you think our normal shows are random, wait till you hear the rest of this episode. Kendall and Adam, y'all enjoy the rest of the weekend. We're going to go have a good time. Listeners, y'all enjoy the rest of the show.
At you live from Rocky Mountain Con in Denver, Colorado. I'm Tyler, and I'm joined by Adam.
Hello.
And Bob.
Greetings.
I mean, so we're live at Rocky Mountain Con.
But I realize that. I mean,
this is going to hit later, so recorded live from Rocky Mountain Con, is that?
I'm saying we're live, like, at a con, like, on the floor. It's not ever going to play live.
Not ever.
It's really early in the morning, man.
Not ever. It might be.
Eventually. One of these days we may.
This specific one will not be live.
That's probably true.
We'll inform you if it's really live.
Okay, now that we got that out of the way.
Coming to you live would be different.
Right.
But we're here live.
Okay. See, now there's a difference. I'm on the same page.
There you go.
Syntax, folks.
Wow.
Syntax.
So if next time we start doing live costs, it'll be like, we're coming to you live from Rocky Mountain Con, as opposed to we're here live at Rocky Mountain Con.
All right, so I mean,
so we've got that out of the way. What else is
right
going
now,
on?
Now that we've covered sentence structure and those types of good things.
So right. What do you guys do? What are you guys been doing this weekend?
I mean, I really want to, can we just have Bob talk about John Wick?
I mean, apparently it's really good.
That's all I want.
It was good. It was really good. We were just kind of talking before. I was wondering if it was actually based on a graphic novel or anything, or if it's just an original screenplay, because it really has that feel of a graphic novel or based on a comic or something like that, because it's...
Has that feel of being written by someone better than a screenwriter?
Yeah. The action is just over the top. It's violent. It has a good story, and it just moves at just such a fast pace.
Yeah, the pace of it from the previews is what's kind of struck me the most, is just... I mean, it's got that one preview. It's like 45 seconds. Keanu Reeves kills like 10 people.
Pretty much. And that's...
And impressively, like...
And that scene lasts about 10 minutes, and it's just nonstop killing.
Good gosh.
It is. It's amazing. It really is. You know, the line they use in the movie is, they keep telling me that I'm back. Well, I guess I'm back. And I have to say the same thing about Keanu on this one. I mean, definitely an impressive performance.
Sure. Yeah, and that's what I was gonna see is, you know, did... So is Keanu back? I mean, is this a movie that now he will get more movies, or...
Doctor Strange.
That would be pretty...
Apparently one of the big ones in the running for it.
And you know, he made a comment recently during press for this, where he's been not offered those good roles. You know, he's really had to really fight to get them. He's been in almost a seclusion, I think, since... I think the last movie was 47 Ronin. And before that, I don't know.
Yeah, it had been a little while.
So, you know, I hope this kind of gets him in the mind
of
casting, because I think he definitely could pull off Doctor Strange.
But it's good?
It's very good.
Is it funny? Because I can't tell if it's tongue-in-cheek, like if it's aware of what
it's
doing.
It is.
When it does the stuff like, I mean, let's be honest, it's a little on the nose with the... That dog was a gift from my dying wife.
But I get it.
I'm sure they make it. I'm sure in the movie they make it significantly more poignant.
You know,
in the trailer it just comes off as kind of like
it plays
campy.
Dead serious.
They killed his brother. Now they're going to pay, kind of thing. You know,
right? So.
But he explains it at the very end. You know what the dog, you know, really means to him or meant to him, and it, like I said, it works. It absolutely works. So definitely go see that movie this weekend.
Okay, John Wick.
One, two, what three, four. Apparently has like four TV shows ready to go, like in 2015. Sorry, four movies, and then a TV series in 2016.
A TV series?
I don't know.
Keanu on the television.
Well, I mean, I've heard a Point Break sequel.
Rain.
They're thinking about that.
Based on a novel by, I don't know. An assassin specializes in making his hits look like they've died from natural causes. I don't know. I mean, it's like, you know, in that 2 years out IMDb phase, so who knows if it's
a
thing or not.
So but what I mean, did you like, guys do
I don't
last
feel
time.
Like he's been gone. I mean, I guess he was gone for a while, I think, prior to last year. But last year he was in, like, two movies that were kind of big. They didn't do super well, but between Man of Tai Chi and...
Oh,
47
yeah, well.
Both came out a year ago. Now, prior to that,
really say Man of Tai Chi was big. I mean,
it had Keanu Reeves in it.
It probably did well overseas.
Ronin, I'm just saying, like, prior to those two movies, he hadn't been anything in a while. So, I don't know.
Except sad Keanu memes.
I mean, those are cool. I'm down with those.
Yeah.
So what else is going on?
So what did you guys do last night?
Man, we just recovered. So we were up and driving all day Friday and stuff like that. Get ready for the con. Saturday, all day at the con. Went and got some food. Went back, watched some TV. A little depressing baseball, and then went to sleep.
Ugh.
Well, I was at the theater, and I looked. Oh, wow, it's 4-0. Great.
It's 4-1.
It's 4-0 at that time.
No, it was 1-0, then it was 4-1.
Okay, so. And then after the movie, I look, and it's like, what?
Yeah, that one hurt a little bit.
Well, that means, but it means that Kansas City will come back, and they'll win it at the K.
Hopefully.
So what did you do last night, Tyler?
What did I do last night? Had dinner at Casa Bonita.
Ooh, the Cliff Divers.
Of South Park fame for some very not awesome food, but some really cool entertainment.
Aww.
I love Casa Bonita. It's fun. Main reason we went is one of my best friends lives here in Denver, and her boyfriend, who also lives in Denver, had never been before. So we were like, you're going to Casa Bonita.
Yeah.
And then we went and put on costumes and went to a Halloween party.
What did you dress up as?
Nice, yeah.
I was Jake Blues from the Blues Brothers.
Awesome. I can't picture you as Jake Blues. Sorry.
Why is that?
I don't know. That was sarcasm.
No, it was fun. I think my friend won. She was Banuncula. Do you remember those books?
Banuncula.
The Vampire Bunny.
Yeah.
From like the 70s. She had like bunny ears and bunny nose, but she had like vampire teeth and a cape and stuff. It was pretty fun.
Nice.
But no, it was a good time. And then... went to bed and slept. Just come back here.
Ah. I would say, I think you got down here before we did.
I did.
It was a recovery day.
There was definitely no one here.
I would say, I got in like at 10 o'clock last night after the movie, and everybody was asleep. I just don't know why.
Yep. It's a long day at the con, man.
I don't know.
Sleepy days.
Partaking in that Colorado hospitality.
Sleepy times. That's
so
cool. Sleepy times.
Just leave it there.
So let's talk about our day at Rocky Mountain Con, day one. How was it for you guys?
Day one, pretty good day.
Adam was tweaking things.
Okay.
No, it was a good day. Got to see a lot of people, chat with folks that we've had relationships at from other cons, so that's always good.
Saw some really cool cosplay.
Definitely.
The guy with the
Daedric armor
from Elder Scrolls was
intense. That was very intense.
And the Iron Giant. Did you see the Iron Giant?
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Like, I really hope he's here today.
That was pretty
awesome. That was amazing. That was absolutely amazing. That's one I would just kill to build, but of course I couldn't walk on stilts.
It might kill you if you built it, right? Yeah.
I mean, it's possible.
Pretty much.
So you have to build an actual robot.
I know. That may take a while. But... talking to people out front there, the numbers are definitely up from last year. Here,
it's good.
This is kind of a grassroots type of con.
Oh yeah,
obviously it's not Denver Comic Con or C2E2 or anything like that. It's a lot of it's based locally, but there are some awesome guest cosplayers here today. We had Belle Cher here doing the new Thor.
Mm-hmm.
Ivy Doom Kitty. And
Ivy Doom
of course,
Kitty.
Someone named Red Star Cosplay.
Yeah, look at that.
Of course. And she was definitely rocking it as her
Punk Rock Poison Ivy, yeah. So we got a plug for our own Aaron Lay with Red Star Cosplay.
Yes, definitely.
And lots of cosplay guests here, a lot of artists. So definitely, good, well put together. And like you said, Bob. Guys who decided they were going to do it and actually made it happen, so that's fantastic.
And I think one of the important things about this con is that a lot of it goes to Aurora Rises, which is a charity organization here in Denver in the Aurora area, and it goes to help victims of the Aurora shooting a couple of years ago with Dark Knight Rises. It's amazing. It's what, 2-3 years since that, and there are still people who do have issues. A lot of people still doing therapy and stuff like that, and this helps with transportation, with costs for therapy, things like that. And it's a It's a great organization. It's definitely one that people should look up and do their part in helping.
Right. Yeah, no, definitely. And that's a great thing to bring up about this con in particular is that they not only are doing it all themselves, but they're doing it all for a good cause.
Definitely.
It is something that they're growing. And like you said, definitely bigger, getting bigger. And with the success of other cons in this area, you can't imagine that in the next couple of years, it can just continue to grow.
Yeah, definitely. And the facilities here are really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. It's what they say, about 50,000-60,000 square feet here.
Plenty of room, and that's the thing, and we can continue to grow, too.
Oh, most definitely. There's definitely a lot of places to grow out, and, I mean, there's a lot of cool stuff here that you can only see getting bigger with time.
Right.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Very true.
Yeah, especially we got a cosplay competition this afternoon. I'm excited to see that. Like you said, the stuff we saw yesterday was fantastic.
The fashion show yesterday, right, that got a lot of people at it.
Yeah. That, by the way, the cosplay contest is sponsored by Project Nerd.
Woohoo! So, shameless plugs.
Very shameless. But
project-nerd.com.
Yes. We've got to make sure that dash is in there or somebody gets
Facebook.com/pronerdblog.
That's all us.
But yeah, that fashion show yesterday was pretty interesting. I am now going to be a photographer, New York runway.
Nice.
Fashion week. Yeah.
Really?
I was just down in front snapping pictures. I felt like such a paparazzi. But there is definitely some unique fashions there, I have to say. The Madonna pointy breast tassel thing was pretty interesting.
I must have missed that one, too.
Oh,
yeah.
There are pictures, trust me. but really, there were some really amazing fashions. I tell you, definitely the best one that I saw was, and you guys saw her too, was the ostrich dress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was just gorgeous.
Yeah.
Really,
I feel bad. So we saw some really good ones, like we said, like the Iron Giant, Daedric Armor. Mm-hmm. Probably the best costume I saw all day yesterday, just from pure, nailed it and nostalgia factor, is that costume party I went to. Of all the costumes there was a guy dressed as Ducky from 16 Candles.
Oh.
He had, the bolo tie, the vest, the jacket, the hat, pat back with his hair, swooped up in front of
it. Oh, yeah.
It was the most amazing thing I had seen in quite some time.
That is, I guess, I think it's this week or it was last week, Two and a Half Men, they did their season premiere, and they were doing a Halloween one, and John Cryer dressed up as Ducky.
Really?
Yeah, it would have been really great to see.
Nice.
Did not know that.
We should put the sign-up sheet on the corner so it's not
a Rainbow Bright character, maybe?
I mean, that's kind of what I was thinking for a second, but I legitimately have no idea.
I don't know.
So we started recording. Heads up.
Whoa.
We're recording right now?
I know, right?
Oh, my God. It's Kamikaze Recording.
Hey, we're here at Rocky Mountain Con in Denver, Colorado. I'm here with Laura.
What up?
And Bob.
Greetings.
And I'm Tyler. And I'm curious to see how all these are going to get spliced together. Because I feel like
really
we're sitting down every few hours and just talking for 30 minutes about nonsense.
Well, I mean, that's what we do when we're not at cons. We just sit around and talk about nonsense.
This is true.
Sometimes we record it and put it online and people listen to it, which is amazing.
I feel like we should
By the way, thank you to those people who listen.
Thanks, listeners.
Yeah. Thanks for muddling through with us.
I know.
Wading through
Troopers.
The muck.
Hopefully it's slightly as much fun for you as it is for us.
We do enjoy it. We're sitting here right now at the con, lots of cool costumes walking by. I think it might be interesting to talk about how awkward it is to compliment someone on a costume that looks objectively amazing and have no idea what their character is. Because I've done that on several occasions this weekend.
I have kind of learned to be really cautious about saying nice costume when in fact, that's what they normally would wear.
Ooh. That's a good point. If you're complimenting them on a character you don't recognize, it might be because they're not a character.
I know.
At all.
Maybe they just wear things like that on a regular basis. Well, and especially at a lot of these cons, you get this weird mix of no one's going to know all the things.
No.
Maybe
especially if you get to a
people.
Con where you get the mix of the comic book characters, the video game characters, the Ren Faire people, the steampunkers.
Right.
You get it all thrown together into one. The webcomic characters that no one's ever seen, the cartoon characters.
And we're probably the next con, we're going to have everything that that Tyler just said mixed into one character at some point.
Yeah.
Did you see that picture that we sent the other day of the guy who cosplayed as 15 different Johnny Depp characters all in one.
I did not. I did not see that. That would be scary.
That's awesome.
He had like one scissor hand, and he had like the Jack Sparrow hair, and he had like the glasses and the cigarette holder from like Fear and Loathing, and it was a weird,
oh god,
weird mix of awesome.
Well, it's such
things.
A good point. There are so many things that sort of get lumped into this nerd culture that there's no way any one person can be well acquainted with what's going on in all of them.
It's basically a test for anybody at a con. Guess who I am.
We need to make bingo cards.
I think they should.
That's a
con
great
bingo.
Idea.
We need to do that at our next con.
I think that would
we're
going to
come up
idea.
With like some of the ones that we see a lot of.
Like the popular costumes.
The really popular ones. So like throw on like
Batman.
10th, 11th Doctor.
Oh, that's a free
Batman.
That's a free space
that's
there.
A free space. Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
What other ones do you see a lot of?
Yeah, the Thor, the Lokis. Thor's, you know.
Lots of Thors.
Marvel characters. And then throw out some of the more obscure ones, and then we'll have a prize, and we'll pass them out.
I think
sounds awesome.
Cool. You have to take pictures, though.
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
To fill out, yeah.
You
have
to
have
a picture for each of the
Oh, people would love that. Next con.
You're totally going to do that.
Yeah, we're totally going
to
do that.
Where's Iggy at? We should talk to him about
this.
That's
a great idea.
So yeah, coming to you at a con soon, Project Nerd Cosplay Bingo.
Oh my God! We can't be the first ones to think of this.
I mean, I think we are, but I think we're going to execute it.
We are trademarking this.
We're going to pretend like
so
it's
nobody.
We're going to make it ours.
Steal it.
Yep.
We're going to make it ours. Hey, Iggy, maybe cut this part out. Don't post it so that people don't steal this brilliant idea that we came up with.
There he is, right there.
Hey, Iggy, come here.
Iggy.
What?
I mean, I should have paused instead of stopped. Is the problem? I should have paused.
Aww.
I stopped, so now it's just a whole nother.
This is a separate recording.
So we're starting off fresh.
So like, we'll take a pause. We'll lead it in again, but maybe we can cut the lead out. So
yeah,
definitely.
We love Denver.
God,
we really
Denver's
do.
Our home away from home.
It's silly. Every time I come to Denver for a con or for anything, I always have this conversation with Adam. Like, why are we not living in Denver? I don't understand it. Every time I come here,
traffic.
I never want to leave.
Traffic.
That's fine with me. Honestly, I can wait. I can roll my windows down. It's freaking beautiful here. This weather's amazing.
Gorgeous, but traffic.
It's fine.
Our home is pretty, too.
It is. Our home is really pretty. But I don't know. Denver's just, it's better.
Our home
is better for
home.
Me because I can eat vegan food anywhere. It's everywhere.
Yeah,
I love the hippies here.
You're
There's
such a dirty
so
hippie
many
are.
Hippies and weirdos here. I love it. I can go anywhere and get a vegan version of whatever the rest of you turds
you
eat.
Is that what it is? Is it's like it brings you closer back to center?
It's
like you
vegan
feel like
paradise.
You're like
yes.
You're like you've become now.
I am not like on the fringe of society when I'm in Denver. When
like,
I'm in Manhattan, I'm a total weirdo.
But here you're like average.
Here I'm average. Exactly.
You just need to move to Boulder.
I do. I need to go where the weird people are.
You go to Boulder, you'd be pretty straight-laced in Boulder standards.
Oh,
the normal
or
people
Portland.
The normal people that you would see in Kansas would be the weirdos.
Portland is
right.
I think Portland's definitely a visit city. I don't know if Portland's a live-in city.
Really?
I don't know.
I just want to go a place, where I'm the normal kid. Because in Manhattan, Kansas, people take, not only do they think that I'm weird for what I do, but they take personal offense to the fact that I don't eat cows. Like, they find it personally offensive.
I mean, that personally offensive is a little much, but we come from a place where, like, it's a lot of people's livelihood. Second of all, steak is delicious.
Steak
it really
is. Good.
Is. God, that
so
is the
good.
One thing that you can't fake it. You can't fake a really good, really rare steak that you actually have to chase down on your plate.
Yeah, like it moves when you stick it with your
exactly.
fork.
Exactly.
I'm not.
You can't
I'm
fake
not a,
that.
Can't make
I'm
that
just
out,
not a rare
You can't
steak.
Make that out of soy.
Oh, God. All bloody and disgusting. Yeah, I miss that. Oh, and mashed potatoes, too. Like, really good mashed potatoes made with cream, heavy cream.
Just because of the cream and the butter thing?
So good.
I'm sorry. I had to do the instant potatoes at KFC yesterday. I needed some comfort food.
Oh, yeah.
I love their gravy. I'm sorry, Laura.
Ugh. I miss the KFC bowls.
Mm. Famous bowls.
Oh, my God. Because why? Like, what is the point of having those things separately? Just layer all that shit on top of itself.
There's one.
That's what I want.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I mean,
mashed potatoes, corn, gravy.
Well, you could still have mashed potatoes, can't you?
Oh, yeah. I can fake it. I can fake gravy, too. I make actually amazing biscuits and gravy.
Mm.
Amazing.
I mean, it doesn't have sausage in the gravy, so probably not.
Your mom doesn't have sausage in her gravy.
What?
Man.
I'm sorry. I'm feeling kind of sassy.
We went there.
Laura's a little sassy.
I'm feeling a little sassy.
Take a pot shot at the mom.
Yeah. Well, I love that we got totally derailed and now we're just talking about what I eat.
Yeah. Well, you're a dirty hippie.
It's true.
And Bob and I are red-blooded Americans. From America.
And your hearts are going to eventually explode and I'm going to live forever.
I mean, I wouldn't want to live forever if all I got to eat was like broccoli and tofu.
Tofu. Sweet Lord. God, I love tofu.
My body would be cleansed, but yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
I might die sooner, but I'm going to cram as much enjoyment into this.
Yeah.
Oh, we need to make a tribute right now to the basically it's like Asian fusion restaurant that's within walking distance of the Rocky Mountain Con. Thank you for making delicious tofu.
Really?
Holy moly. Their tofu was amazing last night. So good. Deep fried, so it had like a crust on the outside of it. The insides were all squishy. Good tofu is like cheese.
So is your mother.
It's just like a... I don't know. That doesn't make as much sense as mine.
It's like, God, this vegan food is just way too healthy. How can I make it unhealthy?
Deep fry it. Deep fry it.
You got to have that bad element in there.
Fried food, what doesn't get better if you fry it? Is there a thing that would not get better if you fry it?
I mean, most things get better.
Yeah.
Everything. Like deep fried candy bars, deep fried cookie dough.
Twinkie.
Deep fried Oreos.
Deep fried Oreos are amazing.
Oh, God.
Deep fried ice cream.
Deep fried ice cream.
I'm a fan of deep fried pickles.
Ooh, yep. Yep. Pickles. God, everything gets better when you fry it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are we hungry? Is that why we're taking foray into foods?
I mean, I feel like I had a pretty good breakfast.
You had breakfast?
I did.
Wow.
What'd you eat for breakfast?
Waffles.
Oh, delicious. Oh, waffles. You know how to make those waffles better? Put something fried on top of them.
I mean, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like chicken.
Ooh. Mm. All right, so let's get back to something a little nerdy here.
Let's talk about nerdy stuff.
Okay.
I'm ready for it. So are you guys excited for the costume contest later?
I am. We've had some pretty interesting signups. We're going to have a Loki, Demon Hunter for Diablo 3.
Ooh.
Dark Fawn.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's see. What else? We're going to have a Commander Shepard.
Mm-hmm.
A Poison Ivy, an Assassin's Creed, that guy in the Daedric armor who's pretty awesome.
Oh, that guy was amazing. Character, and a Wolverine.
Wolverine, a kin character from Kingdom Hearts.
Ooh.
A bacterial contamination. I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what that means, but I want to see it.
I'm excited.
I'll watch it.
I think it'll be fun. I think we've got, and there's another page of it around here somewhere.
Just to reemphasize, we are sponsoring the
Blood Rain
cosplay contest. And we will have pictures posted all this week.
Yeah, check out the cosplay. There's been some really amazing cosplay here. It's been kind of a tiny con, but there's been some really impressive cosplay. It's been fun to watch.
It really has been. It's, you know, we're getting close to Halloween.
We are.
And so I actually talked to a lot of people. Yeah, they're just kind of doing the test run of their costumes for this coming. Actually, this should be posted on Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, happy Halloween, everyone, by the way.
And happy Halloween.
A lot of Halloween costumes. I mean, out and about in Denver, I've seen already a lot of people in costumes. Mm-hmm. Just
oh, wait, that's our normal outfit.
Yeah.
No, definitely we're costumes out and about in Denver at bars and restaurants and the 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a giraffe in line behind me at the 7-Eleven.
Awesome. If I had a nickel.
And a David Bowie in front of me. It was pretty exciting.
Oh, that's amazing.
But that probably wasn't a costume.
No, it was definitely a costume.
Okay.
I mean, I know it's Denver. Sometimes it might be hard to tell. But.
So, yeah. So since Halloween's coming up, tell us, Tyler, what are you going to be dressing up as?
Ooh.
Same thing I dressed up last night as for the costume party. Probably the Blues Brothers.
Yeah.
Anybody. So I was Jake Blues.
Yeah. Nice. I guess I can go ahead and say what I'm going to dress up as since this isn't going to be posted until Halloween. It's a very big secret. Actually, I go to the same Halloween party every year. And as of last year, my friends and I had won best group costume 4 years in a row.
Ooh.
So you got to make it the big 5 feet.
So we got to make it the big 5 feet. Yeah. So for that, we're going to be doing Guardians of the Galaxy, and I'm going to be Star-Lord. I'm really, really excited because we're following up Beetlejuice last year, the year before that, Lil Wayne and T-Pain, and the year before that, Mighty Boosh characters.
And the rest of the team is going to be...
The rest of the team is going to be, so we've got, I mean, we have everybody. We have Drax, we have Gamora, we have Groot and Rocket. A couple is actually going to be doing Groot and Rocket, so it's going to be adorable.
That's fun.
I can just see Kyle climbing Christina like a little tree.
It's going to be adorable. Oh, that gets personal.
No, you know, but in a cute way and not a gross way. I'm really excited. I think we're going to clean house. 5 feet coming up.
Walking away with it.
But I need to get my shit together and finish my costume. It's still not done.
Do you have the waistcoat or anything? Or?
I have a coat. I need to dye it. Actually, I probably need to talk to Red Star Cosplay about how to get all this stuff created, because I'm going to be responsible for making more pieces of my costume than I've ever
done
in the past.
The mask?
I don't have the mask. I need to get or make a mask.
And the gun.
And a gun, yeah. A Nerf gun, I'm thinking probably I'll just spray paint.
Well, I'll look.
One that has like the top and the bottom. I feel like there's
it needs,
one.
The there's got to be one. Yeah.
There is one out there. I'll check a couple places back in the hometown, because I checked here in Denver.
Nothing.
I found some really cool stores here in Denver for costumes.
Oh, yeah.
There's one downtown on Fillmore, Fillmore and 3rd, called the Wizard's Chest. The outside looks like a giant castle.
What?
And you walk inside, and it's just a big costume, toy store, magic store. Everyone working there is dressed in costumes. It was really
That sounds
awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah, I went down at Northfield. They have an entire giant store of Halloween City, I think it's called.
Yeah, Halloween City is another one. Got costumes or something like that. There's quite a few of them in the area. So, I mean, Denver's a big city, obviously. There's going to be costume stuff this time of year. But Wizard's Chest was
I'm not dressing up for Halloween.
You're not dressing up?
No.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah. I usually get a lot of trick-or-treaters. I usually just go crazy on the outside of the house. Like last year, we had fog and rats and spiders dropping up and down the cobwebs. I usually go out, and then we have the blue LED lights out.
Awesome!
So it really looks cool going up the cul-de-sac, and like I said, the little lady just down the street says we never have trick-or-treaters come up this street. I don't know why, and I have about 100 or two.
Really?
So yeah.
Did you tell her to get her decorating game?
I was saying,
yeah,
she
does.
She needs to get her.
Or turn on the porch light and unlock the door.
There you go. that's crazy. I don't get any trick or treaters, but I live. I mean, there's not a lot of families where we live. It's mostly kids.
Yeah.
Like 18-year-old idiots. So I mean, you know, there are more like solo cups and beer cans floating around our neighborhood than there are actually children.
Yeah. But like I said, Halloween for me, like I said, I like decorating outside of the house, getting things set up. And
that is fun.
And the kids, you know, the kids, it's for the kids, not just the big kids.
Oh, Halloween when you're a big kid, though, is so much fun.
And then after that, scary movie time. Got to watch some scary movies.
Yeah. I need to make a bigger commitment to watching scary movies. I mean, it's October. I should be watching more scary movies.
So what is your scariest movie? What movie do you watch to get... you know, to get freaked out.
Oh, my God. What movie? So there are a couple movies that really make me feel very uncomfortable, which I love. I love it. Sinister.
Oh,
surprisingly creepy.
That movie. That is the creepiest movie.
So creepy. It's so creepy. And The Exorcist, I watch all the time.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I watched it, I considered not watching all the way through because it was making me feel so uncomfortable. Oh, and I just love it.
I know. It's been a while since I watched The Exorcist.
So good.
But yeah, Sinister is definitely one.
It's very creepy. Have you seen that movie, Tyler?
I have not seen it. I heard it's very, very scary.
Do you like scary movies?
I'm indifferent towards scary movies.
Like, what? Well, they're indifferent about you.
It's not like I don't like them, and it's not that I like a lot. There's some that I really like, and there's some I don't really like, but for the most part, I don't go out of my way to go see horror movies. Because in my experience,
for every like one really great horror movie, I'm going to have to sit through probably 9 really not so good ones.
It's hard to do it well.
Did you see the you saw The Conjuring?
Love it. The
Conjuring is awesome.
We recently saw Annabelle, the spinoff of The Conjuring. Not a huge disappointment. We enjoyed it. There were a couple, you know, like
that
boo
is,
moments,
that is
like
the
pop out boo
ugliest
moments.
Damn doll. That is the ugliest.
Yeah, that
damn doll
is
in
super creepy. Yeah, we didn't love it, but I even love crappy horror movies. I just love them all.
You know,
equally.
I have the Friday the 13th box set.
Nice.
Which, you know, one of these days I just got to do an entire marathon. And I really want to pick up the Halloween box set, but, you know, I don't like the packaging on it.
Huh.
So apparently they're coming out with a new one that we just got a box set out. A box set just came out for all of the Leprechaun movies.
Yeah, I saw that.
Cool.
Yeah. That's one of those really odd, obscure ones I really haven't watched.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're entertaining. They're not good by any means, but they're really entertaining.
Yeah. I tell you, you know, for me, you know, I love, you know, I think for me, one of the scariest movies, I loved The Strangers.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it was just creepy. Those masks just freaked me out.
It is creepy.
And I tell you, if you watch it, you know, if you watch it on a home theater, you know, definitely have the 5.1 rocking because the sounds absolutely come from everywhere.
Ooh.
And I had people in my family watch it, and they turned the volume down completely because they could not handle the sounds around them because, I mean, they come from everywhere.
That sounds fantastic.
And that is just the creepiest feeling.
I need to rewatch it because I don't remember being, like, overly impressed.
Yeah.
I need to watch it again.
Like I said, I mean, I just picked up, you know, The Purge.
Yeah, not bad.
It wasn't bad. I picked up the newest Anarchy, which is actually better than the original movie.
Really?
Nice.
Did the Purge Anarchy even go to theaters? Or
yes.
It?
Okay. Yeah, it actually did very well. You know, I mean, they're only being made for like $5-6 million, and they're made maybe I think it made about $60-70 million.
Whoa.
You know, that's the thing these days is, you know, these horror movies coming out like this Halloween Ouija I think is out. It's only being made for like $6-10 million, and I mean, you're releasing it at the best time in the world.
Yep.
I mean, and now, you know, so it's so it gets like makes $60 million. So it definitely does well, you know, profit wise.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, and they can thank the Blair Witch Project for that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they started this whole onslaught of very low budget found footage horror films, and people just can't get enough of them because they're amazing.
They really are. I mean, there are good ones, and there are some really awful ones.
Yeah.
You know, there was one I saw a preview last night. It was called The Pyramid. And it was kind of interesting because they talk about how people would go in these pyramids and there would be deaths afterwards, like curses and stuff like that. And so they find this new pyramid and they're going inside and they get trapped inside. So it's kind of, you know, it's an interesting premise.
Yeah.
But like I said, I don't know how it's going to play out. But it's coming in December for the holiday season.
Weird.
Yeah. You know, and there's always one of those weird movies that come out around Christmas time. Talk about counter-programming. You know?
What was the Scandinavian one? I think it was Norway, the one that was like they unthaw what they believe to be like Santa Claus and it's this terrible creature.
I think I saw previews of that, but I can't remember it.
I can't remember the name of the movie. But that one was awesome. Yeah. And then you get a little bit of everything. A little bit of Christmas. Wow.
That sounds really awesome.
Death and destruction.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just have to stop and look at this costume behind us. That is amazing. That is incredible. Look at the legs.
Oh, yeah. That is amazing. She's going to be in the costume contest later.
Definitely. Definitely. Look for her. Yeah. And then, you know, like I said, we're at the end of October. Holy crap. We got 2 months left to this year, and in 2 weeks, guys, Interstellar is coming out.
Interstellar.
The new Christopher Nolan.
Christopher Nolan.
That's right. I don't know why. Maybe this is a bad sign. I've now seen the preview for that film probably 3 or 4 times. Each time I rewatch it, I'm like, I have no idea what movie you're talking about.
Yeah.
It apparently the trailer to me is insanely forgettable. But well, I don't know. Christopher Nolan can basically do no wrong.
The marketing has changed a lot from like the first teaser last year, just about space exploration, to
more story based.
Well, then the next yeah. kind of run was him and the family, the daughter and the planet and stuff. And now everything that's coming out is all just them in out in deep space yeah. exploring planets and stuff like that.
Yeah, so, yeah.
You know, and
but it's Christopher Nolan movie, so we still have no.
We're
idea
We're gonna
what
watch
it's
it and no clue what it's no. But it's gonna be amazing.
And talk about counter programming. The other movie that opens that same weekend is Big Hero 6.
Really?
Yes, the same weekend.
Why it's would
weird.
You do that?
It is going to be crazy at the theater.
I have high hopes for Big Hero 6. Right?
I think it looks great.
But they I don't know how they're going to go with it. Like, how they're going to tell that. You know, are you going to stick to the kind of comic book or just tell, like, make a kid's movie that has some heroes in it? Or
I don't yeah. know. But, I mean, that...
And this is, what, 2 weeks from now when we're doing the recording?
It'll be the week after... So, it'll be the week after Halloween.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, we got about a week... About little. That's two weekends from this weekend that we're at now.
Hmm.
But yeah, I mean, all the big holiday movies coming out, and honestly, and I say that, and they're really not that big of holiday movies coming out.
We still have the last.
We got the last Hobbit.
Last Hobbit movie,
which I'm really
that's coming out
about.
In December. Yes,
Battle of the Five Armies. So.
And
I'm excited about that.
I tell you what, I'm really excited for, and they've kind of they did a posting of a little bit of the making of Into the Woods.
Yeah, Into the Woods, I think, could
I
go...
I think that could be good.
It's either going to be panned or it's going to be huge.
I think
okay,
it's, I
explain to me what this movie is about, because you're ringing some bells, but I don't know.
It's based on a Stephen Sondheim musical.
Okay.
And it's this premise of happily ever after, and all these people are wanting their wishes.
So they're the premise of, like, once upon a time kind of thing. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
It's based on a Broadway musical where almost all the characters are... well-known fairy tale characters.
Yep. Right. Yeah, yeah, so yeah. Like, this is ringing bells for me.
Like the witch and the big bad wolf and yep. Red Riding Hood and that kind of stuff.
And so
well, it looks really good. Is it supposed to be really good?
Well, it's got yep. a lot of really good people in it.
Yeah. Meryl Streep, Johnny Depp.
That's right.
Anna Kendrick.
Oh, Meryl Streep is going to be so good.
Emily Blunt.
And obviously it'll be a musical, so there'll be a lot of singing but and stuff like that.
So. You guys, I'm so excited
but
right
the
now.
But the thing about
this
it,
so
the thing that makes it interesting, and one, it's a Disney movie, so remember that, is... Halfway through the movie, yes, they get what they want. But the second half of the movie is they're paying for the consequences of getting
right,
what they
right.
want. And there are deaths. It gets very dark. This was one of the things that Disney was having. They were saying Disney was having issues. Is we're talking about, you know, Rapunzel and Cinderella, the Prince Charming.
Talk about our bread and butter and making it sad and depressing.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, my God.
And like I said...
I'm excited.
I mean, there are supposedly some violent deaths in this film.
Yeah.
You know, and then you got the giant and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see how they pull it off. I know the music really well. The music for this movie is phenomenal. Anything Stephen Sondheim
yeah.
is so good. But, yeah, I'm really excited about this one.
So, movie I'm very concerned. I get concerned is not the right word. I am very much on the fence about. How do we feel about Dumb and Dumber 2?
Oh,
I'm so ready for that one. I'm not even on the fence. I am so there that weekend.
I'm conflicted about it because the idea makes me so excited. But I just have this gut feeling that it's going to be profoundly disappointing. And that will break my heart.
I tell you, what was that one movie this summer? It was, A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Yeah.
I was so excited about that. The previews were hysterical. And then I went to the movie, and everything that was in the preview was the funny bits, everything for the movie.
Yeah.
Except for the little bit more cruder parts of the movie. And I'm really hoping that doesn't happen here. But, you know... I don't think Jim Carrey would do the film if it was less than what... If it was just the stuff that you see in the previews.
I really hope
so.
I want it to be good, and that's what causes me concern, is how badly I want it to be good.
Right?
Yeah.
I want it to be good
and it's just like
so badly.
I feel like if it's not, you've somehow tarnished what is one of the greatest like comedies of
Right.
the 90s. I mean, Dumb and Dumber is...
probably easily one of the funniest movies of the 90s.
People we hang with, it's definitely one of those things you have to know.
You do.
Quotes from Dumb and Dumber are kind of lingua franca.
Oh my God.
A lot of nerds.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. We talk like there's not a lot left in the year, but we still have the first part of the last Hunger Games.
Yeah,
ooh,
that too.
Oh, that's very exciting.
We have the Horrible Bosses sequel,
which looks pretty funny.
We've got the one movie that has everyone ever in it, but is not talked about at all, I don't think. Exodus, Gods and Kings.
I haven't even heard of that movie.
It's Christian Exodus, Bale. Like Moses, but Christian Bale, Joel Edgerton, Ben Kingsley. Sigourney
Holy shit.
Weaver. Yeah.
How have I not heard of this movie?
Yeah, I've just seen previews here and there, but...
I didn't recognize Joel Edgerton when I first
saw
the trailer.
He looks amazing.
Joel Edgerton is playing the Pharaoh, and you wouldn't recognize him if someone didn't be like, that's Joel Edgerton.
Michael oh, my
Edgerton.
God. So,
he looks absolutely amazing.
That sounds awesome.
What else? The Hobbit, obviously, we talked about. They're making another Night at the Museum.
Yeah.
In the Woods,
The other thing about seeing Robin Williams again.
Oh.
I think The Interview looks funny.
The Interview.
That's the one with Seth Rogen and James Franco.
Yep.
Going
that
to assassinate
looks really funny.
Kim Jong-un. What else do we have left before the end of the year?
We have to wait until next year for Jupiter Rising,
yeah,
which is
February.
Very is, disappointing.
Well, not only disappointing, kind of concerning.
Yeah.
So, I guess we'll see.
I'm just not willing to accept the idea that the Wachowskis would do anything less than amazing.
I have concerns with Mia Kunis.
I'll tell you one I want to see,
I
and
like
I know
Mila Kunis.
This one's up Laura's alley. Is The Imitation Game?
Oh,
it looks so good.
So
that looks great. That looks great.
Looks so good. When's that coming out?
That comes out the same weekend as Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 1.
Oh well, that's too
It'll probably be in limited release, I bet.
And the next of the VHS video movies. Do you watch those?
Seen one of them. One of them.
There's another one of those coming out that
week. Yeah, I kind of saw previews of that one.
It's not that the VHS movies aren't that great. They're entertaining though. I mean, it kind of reminds me of Creepshow a little bit.
Yeah.
Like little tiny horror stories all mashed into one.
And it got pushed back quite a ways, but apparently Foxcatcher is still supposed to be just crazy good.
Yeah. That's supposed to be like sometime in the middle of November.
November 14th, same weekend as Dumb and Dumber 2. That weekend also is the premiere of the Rosewater, the one that Jon Stewart directed that he left The Daily Show for about 6 months or so.
Oh, that's
about
right.
About the reporter who was imprisoned in Iran.
Yeah, I saw that preview. That looks interesting. That's going to be kind of interesting, how he handles that, like on his show, how much he's going to push that on The Daily Show.
We're a couple hours into the day now, and it's definitely starting to pick up here at the con.
Yeah.
It is picking up.
While we were
up.
Sitting here chatting, all of a sudden there's like people everywhere.
Which is very
still
nice.
Still even more fantastic costumes.
There was a cool Merida.
I think that was like
very
a punk,
cool
it was
Merida.
Like a steampunk Merida.
Yeah.
I just saw over there.
There's been a lot of Attack on Titan costumes.
There really have.
A lot.
That's definitely...
Which is kind of surprising, because it's not... I mean, Attack on Titan is not particularly new.
It definitely is, I think, new to a lot of people who maybe anime is not their thing.
Yeah.
It's now just started airing on TV recently.
Yeah. And anime definitely doesn't have to be your thing for you to enjoy Attack on Titan.
Exactly. But it's
good
one of those things
Lord, it's so good.
But
I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of people had just gotten into it if they weren't already anime fans.
But, you know...
They started airing it when on... Cartoon Network airs it now, don't they, I think?
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
But
it came to Netflix recently as well.
There you go.
Now, I guess I don't know, the Denver area. Is there an anime con here?
There's got to be.
I'm sure there is.
This gives them an opportunity to...
I mean, the anime group... I mean, the anime... What's the word I want to go to? There's definitely...
Culture,
not so much. But yeah, but like that unity. The anime
community
has a big presence at Denver Comic Con as well, and I've definitely seen a lot of costumes here that definitely are in there as well. So
yeah. How far into our podcast are we, you guys?
28 minutes.
Whoa, yeah. We've got a couple minutes left.
Really good costume showing up.
Well, we've got the trophy here for the cosplay competition that we're sponsoring later.
Which we will post. We'll take some pictures here in a little bit.
We'll definitely
post them on our
really good pictures of. But I definitely the costume... I mean, I thought the cosplay was pretty solid yesterday. It's definitely taken a big step up.
Yeah,
much better today. Much better today. And just a lot more. I'm sure people are excited about the costume contest.
Most definitely.
Lots of X-Men, lots of anime, tons of Attack on Titan. What else have we seen a lot of this weekend?
Well,
a lot of DC.
So a lot of DC.
DC's been really, really...
A couple Batmans, quite a few. I mean, you always see the Harley Quinns and the Jokers.
Yep.
I saw a really good Penguin yesterday.
I don't think I saw, I think I only saw one Harley Quinn yesterday. Well,
I saw at least two, maybe three.
Mm-hmm.
So...
But that's, nothing compared to what we've seen at, Denver Comic Con.
True.
Which is
there was a really great Iron Giant yesterday.
Oh,
that was amazing.
That was amazing. That
totally phenomenal.
Amazing. Like I said, just be able to construct that and just the logistics of
it. So Winter Soldier and a Black Widow. It's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, really good.
Is that a Winter Soldier?
Yeah.
Nice.
Domino mask, metal arm.
Well, he just has the eye mask. I didn't see the...
That's more like comic book Winter Soldier, less movie.
Okay, now I see now I see the sleeve. Okay. Oh, here we go. Costume contest.
Give the pin over there.
Go ahead.
Should we wrap up?
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up.
Iggy's looking at us.
Iggy is giving us the glare.